Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1335. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll visit some dude ranches, ride some horses, enjoy some cake, celebrate Jimmy Durante's birthday, and hear from Fred Spinelli. Back in November, I shared a bit about the life of Ross Turner, my boss for a quarter century. Ross co-founded Guided Discoveries with his wife Christy, and he always made it clear it was an equal partnership with Ross as CEO and Christy as CFO. While Ross made sure that the students and campers had all the latest toys and the most fun and educational program possible, it was Christy who quietly made sure he didn't bankrupt the company in doing so. If it weren't for Christy's astute fiscal management, Guided Discoveries could never have survived COVID and actually come out stronger. Yeah, she kept track of the money, but she was also camp mom to many of the staff and took great delight in all the marriages and births that took place among former instructors who had met at camp. And until recently, she still got together with friends she had made at camp as a girl herself. Christy suffered from Alzheimer's for the past several years, but even after she could no longer recognize anyone, Ross was a phenomenally loving caregiver. She was doing okay physically, but when Ross died, on some level she must have known, because her health immediately deteriorated and Christy joined Ross on December 7th, just 2 months later. Today, February 15th, Rita and I and several hundred of her family, friends, and co-workers are gathered celebrating Christy's life. Ross's celebration of life had a Jimmy Buffett theme, with parrot head attire and a laid-back island vibe. Given her love of all things country western, Christy's celebration is quite different, with many wearing jeans, western shirts, cowboy hats, and kickers. It's also why several of our annual management retreats were held at Arizona Dude Ranches, so it was easy to come up with some vintage records for this tribute to Christy Turner.
The Dude Ranch cowhands don't do no work at all, because they have no dogies to round up in the fall. Each wrangling cowhand is acting as a guide. He's rounding up the moonbeams for the lady by his side. The Dude Ranch cowhands are paler than the moon. They're always up till midnight and always sleep till noon. The wrangling cowhands demand the choicest roast. They once eat beans and bacon, but now it's quail on toast. Yippee-ti-yay, tie-o. They're riding bucking broncos on the radio. The Dude Ranch cowhands just work beneath the stars. Instead of branding cattle, they're strumming on guitars. The wrangling cowhands have learned to harmonize with Kitty from the city while she gets her exercise. The Dude Ranch cowhands play tennis, golf, and bridge instead of chasing rustlers out across the ridge. Those wrangling cowhands that never had a care get wilder than a bronco if you even must their hair. Yippee-ti-yay, tie-o. They're riding bucking broncos on the radio. Cowhands can tell a dandy yarn, but when it comes to shooting, they couldn't hit a barn. The
Each wrangling cowhand thinks he's a riding fool, but he learned his fancy riding in a correspondence school. The Dude Ranch cowhands are burning up the plains. They're bouncing in their saddles and oh, the aches and pains. Those Dude Ranch cowhands know every prairie call, but they'll go back to Brooklyn when the work's all done this fall. Yippee-ti-yay, tie-o. They're riding bucking broncos on the radio.
Yippee-ti-yi-yo, get along, little donkeys. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Yippee-ti-yi-yo, get along, little donkeys. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
Say, fellas, come over here a minute. I got some news for you.
What do you want, old man?
You know, the boss just told me that we've got to go over to the Dude Ranch right away to entertain the folks over there. So we want to know what we're going to do, so let's talk this thing over a bit. We ought to start out with a quartet push, oughtn't we, fellas?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What would you
suggest?
How about
the big corral?
Okay.
That ugly brute from the cattle chute, press along to the big corral. He ought to be branded on his new.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along.
Press along, cowboy. Press along. Press along with a cowboy yell.
Press along.
Press along with a noise, big noise. Press along to the big corral.
Press along.
Press along, cowboy. Press along. Press along with a cowboy yell.
Press along.
Press along with a noise, big noise. Press along to the big corral.
Now, that'll be okay. You have more voices if you want them, haven't you?
Oh, we got lots.
There's a lot of gals over there in the yellow dresses and some friends there. They want to get in the corral of pals, and they're willing to run the gauntlet.
I haven't had much practice lately.
Some of the boys haven't been following through properly with that paddle, so we better practice that a little bit. Tex, give out the big paddles. Drive our mascot, Bucephalus, up here so he can start him on the way. Now, all right, when Bucephalus yells, well, let's see that follow through on the paddles. What's the matter, Tucson?
Goodness sake, one of those guys call her shots.
Oh, be careful with those paddles, boys.
That hurt.
Tex?
Yeah?
What you gonna sing for the folks?
Cattle call, I guess.
How's that go? That's fine. By the way, you better send somebody over there to cut out some fresh horses for all of us.
What are you talking about, Alabama? You mean we got to ride over there that dude?
Why, certainly.
I ain't going to ride none of them.
Oh, critters. Wait a minute. Now, you've been working for us a whole day. You're not a tenderfoot any longer.
I know, but just the same, I can't handle a horse. I know it.
Well, why?
Because, you know, I was out riding in the mountains this afternoon.
Yeah.
Listen, I was stuck out there 4 hours trying to figure out how to get that dang critter in reverse.
That boy's always going to be a tenderfoot. Don't know how to ride a horse after a whole day. Well, now, that's all right for a start of the program. Let's figure out something else.
Hi, fellas.
Hello, Arizona. Say, boy, you know, we're just ready to check out to go over to the Dude Ranch to entertain the folks over there tonight. So we want you to be sure and go with us. I see you have your banjo. Are the strings on? Yeah. Okay. Now, what were you going to play for the folks?
Oh, let's play something about like this.
That'll be all right on this little short. And say, Idaho,
yeah.
You going to take the jug along, huh?
Sure.
Is it going to be empty?
No, I'll take something in it over there. But we'll empty.
Well, listen, we want you to play a chorus on that jug. Can you
do it? Sure, I'll help him out.
Well, let's hear it.
Hey, Alabama.
Yeah.
Have you seen our toothbrush?
Oh, doggone it, Arizona. This is no time to be talking about a toothbrush. You know that we got to figure out what we're going to do tonight.
Well, doggone it, I looked all over the bunkhouse and I couldn't find it.
Well, you know that Tucson took the toothbrush to town this morning to get the new handle put on. Yeah, we got to figure out something else now, fellas. What would you suggest here?
How about
writing no paint?
Oh, that is all right. Sure. I'm sure that ought to entertain the folks. They ought to like it. And say, it's just about time we're on our way, so what do you say we check out?
We better.
Okay, let's go.
The Texas Rangers with Dude Ranch Party, Parts 1 and 2, from Decca 5022, recorded in Chicago on August 27, 1934. Tex Owens is the vocalist and guitarist. These Texas Rangers were formed in the early 1930s by Arthur B. Church, owner of KMBC, Kansas City's CBS affiliate. It was an 8-piece band with 4 singers and 4 musicians. They were all KMBC staff musicians with no background in Western music, except singer-songwriter Tex Owens, born in Texas as Doughy Hensley. The Texas Rangers appeared in the musical drama show Flying Horse Ranch on KMBC, and later 26 episodes of the 15-minute syndicated show renamed Red Horse Ranch. We started with Gene Autry, backed by J.L. Frank's Golden West Cowboys and the Dude Ranch Cowhands, from Conqueror 78, number 9427, May 23, 1938. Autry gets composer credit with Fred Rose and Johnny Marvin. Now, I don't know what Dude Ranch Gene Autry is referring to, where the Cowhands are from Brooklyn, play tennis, golf, and bridge, and sleep till noon. But it sure ain't the White Stallion Ranch in Tucson, run by the True family. Christy, I hope you enjoyed those tunes. Rest in peace. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We just had a segment about dude ranches, and of course you can't have a dude ranch without horses.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Savoy Orphans at the Savoy Hotel London, directed by DeBroy Summers, with Hitch Up the Horses. Percival Mackey wrote it, but I have a little bit of trouble picturing Percival Mackey or any of the Savoy Orphans hitching up horses. They recorded that January 13, 1926, on HMV B2266. Before that, the National Promenade Band was Doin' the Horse Trot, two-step, on Edison Diamond Disc 50095, recorded August 27, 1913. Not only did Uriel Davis compose the horse trot, but he also invented the horse trot, one of the many so-called animal dances of the 1910s. We started this equine set with Jack's Fast Steppin' Bellhops with Horses, written by Byron Gay and Richard Whiting. That's from Champion 15090, made April 15, 1926. The vocalist was Pat Kennedy, who made a number of recordings with Ben Burney in 1930 and 31. Jack's Fast Steppin' Bellhops is actually one of dozens of pseudonyms for Harry Reaser's orchestra. This recording was also issued on the ACO label in England as by Barney Zeman's Kentucky Cardinals. Cardinals with a K, of course. We've all heard the old adage, you can't have your cake and eat it too. It likely comes from a letter written in 1538 from Thomas, Duke of Norfolk, to Thomas Cromwell, which says, a man cannot have his cake and eat his cake. It makes sense that if you have a cake and eat it, you can't still have it, and the saying simply means you can't have it both ways. For purposes of this segment, however, you can have your cake and listen to it, too.
And make yourself at home.
I take anything that they bake. And I like crackers too, broken up in a stew. When I see jelly roll, I lose all my control. But of all those things, I like you best of all.
Taking your part. Let them eat cake, Let it be known the whole world over, the new day is
You've heard it several times by Emil Coleman's Riviera Orchestra, but there you have Leo Reisman and his orchestra with their version of Let 'Em Eat Cake, written by Ira and George Gershwin for the Broadway musical of the same name. The vocalist on Victor 24429, made October 11, 1933, was Frank Luther. Before that, Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra with I Like Pie, I Like Cake, But I Like You Best of All. Billy Murray sang the George A. Little lyrics to Arthur Sizemore and Larry Shea's tune. Victor 19617 was recorded on March 9, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, February 10th, marked the birth in 1893 in Manhattan's Lower East Side of James Francis Durante, to Bartolomeo Joseph Durante, a barber, and Rosa Lentino. Better known as Jimmy, with a Y, he dropped out of school in the eighth grade when his schoolmates made fun of his big nose, large ears, and stuttering, and vowed that he would never make fun of anyone else, but laugh at his own looks. As a child, he showed talent on the piano, and his parents had aspirations for him to enter the classical field. He, however, was more interested in ragtime and played in bars, clubs, and vaudeville shows as Ragtime Jimmy. In early 1916, he was working at the Club Alamo in Harlem and put together a group called Jimmy Durante's Original Jazz Novelty Band. It was during this time he became known as the Schnozzola, and convinced they could make much more money with their own club, Durante, his partner Harry Harris, and waiters Frank Nolan and Eddie Jackson opened the Club Durant. Durante, Harris, and Jackson were joined by soft shoe dancer Lou Clayton in a raucous comedy and music act that was an immediate sensation. When Durante got an offer to go to Hollywood, Clayton and Jackson went along as manager and writer. Durante contracted with MGM, and it was in the 1934 picture Palooka that the song Inka Dinka Doo was introduced, becoming his signature song for the rest of his life. In the 1940s, Durante was on radio and made a successful transition to television, recreating his Club Durant act. At age 70, he recorded an album of old standards for Warner Brothers titled September Song, which became a top 40 hit. That same year, he made his final film, playing Smiler Grogan, who literally kicks the bucket in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Jimmy Durante kicked the bucket on January 29, 1980 in Santa Monica and is buried in Holy Cross Cemetery in Culver City. Here are three from the Schnozzola, Jimmy Durante.
Wait a minute. When I walk down the street, why am I always molested by beautiful women? They want a lock of my hair. And the funny part of it is, I give it out lock after lock. As fast as it grows, eh? How humiliating. How humiliating. The question on everyone's lips is, why am I the second Don Juan and twice as good as the first? Is it the mischievous twinkle in my eye? Is it my savoir-faire? Or is it my diet of hors d'oeuvre that makes me so debonair? No, I got a system. And with this system, I'm just a hot potato. Stop that music. Stop that music. I'll tell you my secret, but I want you to keep it scarce. Friends, my words of wisdom will be echoed around the world. So get this. First you tip your hatter. Now roll your eyes and give it data. Now everyone shout cha-cha-cha-cha. That's half the chorus of the hot potato. Now you point your toer. Then you fix your boa. Now start to turn her. Again you turn her. Again you turn her. Again you turn her. For a finish be swarmed. And again you turn her. That's the chorus of the hot potato. Pardon me, folks. There's a bunch of girls coming this way. I better beat it, because I think they're out after another lock of my hair. But I'll be back. Your hatter, roll your eyes and give it data. Now everyone shout cha-cha-cha-cha. What a system, strictly dynamite. Every debutante says they want Durante. Now again you turn her, again you turn her. What a system, folks. I suppose you get tired of turning, but it's my system. That's the chorus of the hot potato.
All day through.
I've Got My Habits On, composed by Jimmy Durante. I last played it by Julius Lenzberg's Riverside Orchestra with Arthur Hall, but we just heard an instrumental by Nathan Glantz and his orchestra from Pathé Actuel 20661, made in November of 1921. Before that, another Durante composition, written in collaboration with Sam Coslow and Bob Schaefer, I Didn't Start In to Love You. The vocalist was blues singer Daisy Martin, one of the first black women to record blues. She also recorded for Jeanette, but this is from OK 8009, made in August of 1921. Last month, I played Chirp Chirp by Fred Spinelli and promised his own segment. Well, I have three nice records by Spinelli, but as for biographical info, I got nothing. I don't feel too bad about it because all the two-volume This England's Book of British Dance Bands says about Spinelli is that he led a band at the Lido Club. So, here's Fred Spinelli.
Rain, shine, why should we make a fuss? Where there's one, there'll be two of us. Wherever you roam, there I'll feel at home. Land or sea, just look around and you'll find me wherever you roam.
Thank you. cloudy skies, but love light in your eyes, sunshine so blue.
There you have three from Fred Spinelli's Lido Venice Band at the Lido Club. The Lido Venice and the Lido Club are two very different things. Popular from the turn of the century, the Lido Venice was a world-renowned ultra-chic resort in Venice, Italy, described as a veritable playground of the gods, favored among international high society. It was famous for being a pajama beach, a fashion trend where, instead of traditional swimwear, visitors wore pajamas on the beach. In the summer of 1923, Cole Porter and his wife rented the 14th century Palazzo Barbaro in Venice and threw parties on a grand scale in Venice and the Lido. The Lido Club, on the other hand, was a London nightclub located on Frith Street in Soho, which opened on November 1, 1926, and in addition to Fred Spinelli, hosted music acts including Eddie Grosbart's band and the Lido Venetians. We started our little tribute to Fred Spinelli with Harry Hudson vocalizing on Wherever You Are on Edison Bell Winner 78, made March 7, 1928. This Wherever You Are was written by Eddie Dowling and James F. Hanley. Next, we heard John Thorne with Sunny Skies, recorded the day after Wherever You Are, but issued on Edison Bell Winner 4816. This Sunny Skies was written by Dave Sahn and Joseph Gilbert, and is not to be confused with the 1931 Sunny Skies by Jack Maskell and Ray Clagas. We finished up with Harry Hudson once again with Playground in the Sky, another Dowling-Hanley collaboration, also recorded March 7th, issued on EBW 4821. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.